Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Remember the People's Court? Yeah, Paul and I just talking about so much courtroom drama. Real life in this case, we mentioned the Supreme Court deciding on immunity. If you're a president, what does that mean? And this will be so important, but it's going to take a while, as I understand, Paul, to get a decision on this. We think they may kick it down to the lower court, which may be likely because then they can wash their hands of it for the moment.
If I'm reading it correctly, they are going to release a ruling, if they have one, sometime in June.
Let me ask you a question. You know, Dr. Ken Gormley is a president of Duquesne University. He reached out to ask about, because he's an expert on the Supreme Court, just the procedural, and he wrote a book about it.
And constitutional law is not exactly, let's just put it this way, if you're going to ask questions about this kind of a case, he's the one you want to talk to.
Exactly. And he said he didn't have time to, you know, sort through all of this for today, but down the road. However, why does it take till June for them to render a decision?
This is just the way they do it.
I know. It's April.
They hear the arguments.
But it's so important.
And then they write their, you know, dissents and their opinions, and the different sides take their sides, and eventually, they're all released in kind of like batches. It's strange, but that's the way they do it.
Well, it's going to have a major implication, their ruling, potentially, on presidential election in the future of the country. That said, the other big trial going on in Manhattan with former President Donald Trump continues today. And then yesterday, in the midst of all this, we hear New York's highest court threw out Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction with a ruling that shocked and disappointed a lot of women who had celebrated their gains during what they called the Me Too period.
Well, the testimony, based on allegations that weren't part of the case, is why it was overturned. A technicality, you can't do that. The judge was, they say, unfairly taking that testimony into evidence.
So the natural question is, does this mean he's getting out of jail?
No. He will remain in prison. He's convicted in Los Angeles back in 2022 of another rape. And by the way, the Manhattan DA's office plans to retry this case. So Weinstein's been in New York prison since his conviction. I don't know if he's going to be released and then sent out to Los Angeles to serve his 16 years there, or if they're just going to keep him in New York until things sort out. But here's the thing. Weinstein's lawyers expect that New York ruling, the one yesterday that overturned his conviction, they expect that's going to have an impact on the appeal in his Los Angeles case. And the reason is that the prosecution there also relied on evidence of uncharged allegations. They took testimony from women who had complaints, allegations about him, but they were not charged. There were no crimes being tried in that trial. There was one case I think he was convicted on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because a lot of women in particular who are directly involved in this case, very emotional about it.
Well, we're talking dozens of people
here. And Weinstein, by the way, is 72 years old. And if you don't know, he was the former darling of Hollywood as a big producer. And the convictions were on, he used that influence in many cases.
He wielded a lot of power.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on all of these courtroom proceedings, all of which have a major impact, but none maybe more than what the Supreme Court's deciding right now. All right, it's the weekend. You want to have some fun. The first annual Yinzerfest is here. It started last night. We'll give you details about what's going on next on the Big K Morning Show. We love firsts in the city of Pittsburgh, and it's the first annual Yinzerfest happening at the David Lawrence Convention Center. It opened last night, and I was over there. The mayor sent a proclamation. Tomorrow, Paul, is officially Yinzerfest Day.
It started today at noon. Wow. Noon to 11, and then 11 to 11 Saturday, 11 to 6 on Sunday.
And joining us is the co-producer, Angela Gillott. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. That's Gillott, by the way.
What did I say? I know. I wanted to make it more kind of a French. It's Gillott.
That's no problem. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's actually how Pittsburghese would say it.
Yes, that's probably true.
So the genesis for this, I know Doug Mariani and you have worked very hard with a team of people to celebrate all things Pittsburgh. And how would you evaluate how it went yesterday?
Yesterday was tremendous. We've been there for 2 days with setup. We had a great day on Wednesday for move-in to meet all of the vendors in advance. We had some bumps to learn how to navigate the music stage with the vendors, with the comedy stage, but we've got the kinks all worked out as of this morning, but it's been a tremendous reception. We've had people from the Pirates game that came over yesterday. We've had a lot of people, vendors that are attending, setting up with us. They've got family coming in. It's been fantastic. We had an amazing music show last night. Tracy Jane set up an amazing comedy run last night. David Kay from Slapstick Productions is our comedy stage sponsor, and he was on set last night. The bands we had last night, we have a lineup of the next 3 days. So please, everyone, take a look at our website and see what you want to come view and enjoy.
I was just curious, why are you targeting kids 12 and under free?
We wanted this to be a family event because anything in the city you seem to go to seems to be so expensive. And we want to celebrate Pittsburghers, and we want them to bring their families. So we have a tremendous kid zone with a bouncy house. It's actually an obstacle course from Jump and Jumparoo. She has four other little houses. So the kids 12 and under are free. There is a nominal fee for them to participate in that for liability and electric reasons, a power draw. But it's a phenomenal. Those kids can play on that all day. So we just wanted this to be a family event. There's something for everybody at this event.
Hey, Angela, I saw the Mazeroskis. I loved it. They opened the whole festival yesterday, late afternoon after the proclamation. I was telling Paul about they wear Bill Mazeroski's pirate. Did you see the picture I sent you, Paul?
I loved it.
Yes.
It's a great picture.
It was awesome.
But you got Jimmy Ross and the Jaggers as part of the weekend entertainment, and then this whole lineup of comedy, then a cooking stage as well.
We do. We have an amazing lineup. We have three music sets every night. We have two or three comedy sets during the day and the evening. Our chef's cooking stage, we have three chef demos every day from some wonderful Pittsburgh restaurants and very accomplished chefs. We have desserts, we have sandwiches, we have everything you can imagine on the menu. We also have Signtastic, who is coming with three sets, one today, one tomorrow, and one Sunday, and they serve the ASL community. So if you are hearing impaired, please don't think that you can't be included, because there is something for you also.
We're with Angela Gillott, and I'm looking at the hours today, noon to 11, Saturday 11 to 11, and 11 to 6 on Sunday at the David Lawrence Convention Center. And again, kids 12 and under are free. And also, there's always a charitable element. Portion of the ticket sales go to band together of Pittsburgh that does a wonderful job with our artistic community. The autistic community is so well served with the music, and best of the batch. Everybody knows Charlie Batch and his wife Tasha, and they just cut the ribbon on a brand new facility.
You know, it seems you can go at this one of two ways. You can either check everything out on the website and plan a visit, or you can just show up and enjoy it.
You know what? I think that's the best advice I've heard all week. I love that idea. Just wing it and come out, because we've got something for everyone. I did want to also mention that we have a car raffle. It's a 2024. It's actually a truck. 2024 Nissan Frontier. We worked with Number One Cochrane, so thank you to them. And all the proceeds that we exceed the cost of the truck benefits Phase 4 Learning Center. So we want to thank Terry for her involvement in this and her whole crew. There is a massive team that has worked together to pull this together, and we are so excited to deliver it to the Pittsburgh community.
Yeah, Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed is one of our hometown heroes. We recognized her, wow, it's been almost a decade ago, for the work she's done, nonprofit school, Phase 4 Learning Centers. There are multiple locations, and the amount of kids they've helped graduate through high school and then beyond that help find the next thing in life, including higher education, workforce, and military involvement. So it's all good. Yinzerfest 2024 through Sunday at the Convention Center. Angela Gillott, great work. Give Doug a hug, and I will see you later.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for having us on www.pghyinzerfest.net. Please check out the schedule, and we'll see you there.
You got it. And by the way, Odyssey Pittsburgh, all five of our stations are the media partner, and it's exciting to be a part of something. Paul, I think this is going to grow into a huge, huge event.
Well, it already is huge. Just listening to her and checking out the website while we've been talking, this is amazing.
Anytime you have the Jaggers performing, I love that. Temptations 1965 from Motown, Paul. You know who wrote that song?
Smokey Robinson.
Yes, he did. So there's always a Pittsburgh connection. He married, his wife is from Oakland, grew up on Robinson Street, and his business manager is, of course, a guy from Bloomfield, Bob Bozzelli, who is in Detroit and took in the first night of the NFL draft. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Paul. Hope you're well.
It's hard to imagine looking at the video. Paul and I have seen the crowd. They said it was like 270,000 people gathered in central Detroit, right downtown.
Something to see for sure. There's 275 within the footprint. And speaking to Jason from Intersports, said there's another 100,000 on the outskirts. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, to be quite honest with you. I would say the experience would be a combination of Mardi Gras and a rock concert together. My best description.
On steroids, yeah. And it got millions and millions of people around the country got to view it and saw Detroit maybe in a new light. You've been there so often. Bob also sits on the board of the Motown Museum, so he travels there quite a bit over the years. It's come a long way.
Sure has. I mean, there's so much construction going on downtown here. It's really reminds me of when Pittsburgh was going through a renaissance on the second phase. Folks here are really excited to see the stage. I mean, to see the actual stage was massive. It had a Star Wars-like feel. And the light show and the sound show was fantastic. I mean, it was a spectacle, just the stage itself. And then each team would come out when they were on the clock. They would play the theme for that team. So obviously for the Steelers, they played Renegade, which was kind of cool. And then in between the picks, they were playing all the Motown music. They had two bands playing, and they played Michael Jackson's music the whole time. It was fantastic.
Bob, I'm just curious, how do you think this is going to look in Pittsburgh after what you've seen just after the first night?
You know, Paul, I think there's a lot of planning. I mean, you know, I think based on what I was told, 16 months to plan this and a month to build the stage. I think it's going to put Pittsburgh in a great light again on a national basis. Detroit Had so much going on here at every restaurant. I had the chance to spend part of the day yesterday walking through all the streets that were blocked off, and many, I would say, national TV stations were set up, sports stations, and honestly, everything was controlled. It was so many people, so many things going on, and I think for Pittsburgh, it would obviously impact it economically, but I think it also gives some visibility to our town again.
Sounds transformational to me.
Absolutely. It's a big deal. I mean, for Detroit, I feel like this opportunity for them to get the national light, they prepared. There's so much going on. In terms of other activities today, there's a lot of different shows going on in the street, and then preparing again for the draft tonight.
Which, by the way, tonight starts at 7 for second round on ESPN, and then you're going to make your way back to the Berg, Bob?
That's correct. And, you know, I'd like to thank, if I may, Larry, Jason Logwell from the InterSports in the NFL and Elliot Felcione from Bradenton. They got me the opportunity to get into the VIP area, which made a difference because there were so many people. I mean, it was packed, and that area was right next to the group. And it was kind of neat. They were giving out quilts, hats, you know, and it was really a great hospitality tent there, too. So it was terrific on them for helping me. So I appreciate that.
And for those that don't know, the city of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Allegheny County have all joined forces to create a bid to hold the draft here in Pittsburgh. And hopefully it'll be sooner than later. Safe travels home, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Bob Bozzelli, in this case, Smokey Robinson's business manager, but he's a Yinzer at heart.
That's so awesome. You know, Bloomfield.
Oh, yeah. Bloomfield.
Bloomfield.
Pittsburgh's
there you go.
Little Italy. Not only can you listen to KDK, which is obvious, I mean, we still are a radio station, Paul. The world's first commercial radio station. We're on 100.1 FM, so we got you covered, AM and FM, but you can download the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Oh, not yet. Take us with you wherever you go. And also, you can watch. This is the key, Paul. So yesterday, when we had Take Your Kids to Work Day, I heard from a lot of people who decided to see the kids because we had in and out throughout the morning a bunch of our co-workers' kids.
By the way, your granddaughters are lovely.
Thank you.
I mean, they lifted my spirits to have all those kids around yesterday.
Yeah, they actually made our co-workers smile. Some who we haven't seen smile in a long time.
It's true.
So the Ireland Contracting video feed, you can go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. Can you imagine if they had this technology back in the day? Jack Bogut on the air here for 15 years. And John Cigna for 18 years in the morning. If you could have seen what I saw when I came here with John, oh my God, the donuts and coffee and stuff spilled and ashtrays, and it would have been a sight.
By the way, I wanted to acknowledge and recognize one of our coworkers who interacted with the kids, almost all of them, I think, Andrew Lindbergh. You should hear him interviewing children. He's a natural. A natural at communicating with kids.
Yeah, and I noticed that too. He was really good with the kids. He reminded me, remember Art Linkletter used to do a show years ago with kids. Actually, Bill Cosby did a show with kids too. Like the crazy things kids say. And then what was that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
This is the one that Travis Kelce's going to take over, right?
Yeah, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? I think they're changing it. Yeah, Travis Kelce, Super Bowl champion, tight end for Kansas City Chiefs and boyfriend of Taylor Swift. Why he would decide that he wants to do a game show, but he claims it's something he's wanted to do his whole life. So, well, I'm sure they're paying him big bucks.
Good for him.
Maybe they're thinking one of those celebrities is going to be Taylor Swift. We'll see.
Talk about guaranteed ratings.
I know. Coming up, the protests going on at college campuses around the country in some cases have boiled over into violence, and we're seeing almost riot-like responses. USC canceled their graduation ceremonies. UCLA's had issues. Of course, Columbia University in New York has been kind of the focal point of this, right? And this has been going on for 10 weeks.
Man.
And there are tents set up in Chinle Plaza, right across from where you can see the Cathedral of Learning.
And Megan Swift with the Tribune Review has been reporting on this. I've been following the stories she's been writing, and they're excellent. Very detailed. And fortunately, here in Pittsburgh, we haven't had the trouble that they've seen in other places.
No, fortunately, we have not. So we are going to talk to Megan coming up right after the news, Paul, in just a few minutes here on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.